Thanks for joining me today as we look at the theme of righteousness. Let's start with an exercise together. Get in a comfortable position, place your hand over your heart, and notice the sensation in your chest, especially around your heart. Now notice your breath. Don't change it, simply notice it, picturing your breath circling your heart. And now bring to mind something, someone, or some place that you feel deeply connected to, and notice how your body responds. As I read the scripture, turn your thoughts quietly toward the Lord, asking for your heart to open to God's voice through scripture. Romans 6:13 says, in the KJV, "Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God, as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God." What we yield to, we become dependent on. If we broaden the definition of sin to self-reliance over God-reliance, how do you notice yourself depending on your false self versus depending on God? What do you notice when you picture yourself yielding to God and then being alive from the dead? What are the words, images, and physiology that connects with that? Romans 6:13, "Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God, as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God." What are practical ways that your faith community could be yielding to God and being instruments of righteousness? As you move throughout your days and weeks, use a variation of the examine to reflect. Where have I yielded to God today? Where have I yielded to my self-reliance today? Where is God inviting me to become more dependent on God today? We end this time together with the Wesleyan Covenant Prayer. I'm no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Place me with whom you will. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be put to work for you or set aside for you, praise for you or criticize for you. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and fully surrender all things to your glory and service. And now, O wonderful and holy God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, you are mine, and I am yours. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it also be made in heaven. Amen.